Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Divine Downloads podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton. And I just want to thank you for being here. If this is your first time, if you're a repeat listener, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the reason that I'm sharing this podcast. And today I'm so excited to have this beautiful human on the episode, none other than Dejan Farrell. Dejan is a branding ninja. She is a military veteran, and she is a soul message catalyst. Mm-hmm. And Dejan, welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Hello. How are you?
I'm so amazing, and I'm so happy that we're having this conversation on air because I like to sort of start these broadcasts with how I connect with other humans because connection is like one of my favorite things. And what I think is really cool is, like most of my favorite humans, I met you on the social medias, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think it was through the Soulibration the first time, maybe? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I remember... Yeah, you know, I can't remember. Isn't that crazy? It's just like this, there's this bubble of all the awesome people and somehow we just connect.
Yeah, it was totally meant to be. Because I remember sort of this vortex of, I think you were hosting the thing in Stillwater, right? Soulibration.
Yeah.
And then I met Maru through you.
Yeah.
So anyway, we met on the socials and So I was following you on the social and just have always loved your energy and your vibe. So I would love for you to sort of delve into a little bit about what does it mean to be a branding ninja? What does it mean to you to be a veteran? And talk to me about this badass soul message catalyst situation.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when I joined the military, I was supply and I ended up getting into graphic design and journalism and photography. And I found that like I really enjoyed telling the stories of soldiers and airmen and all of that. And it was just a really cool gig. And so I had some stuff that happened to me in the military, as happens to many. And I ended up deciding to get out and it really rocked my world because I found that like, I thought that was my mission. I thought 20 years military, like that's my life. I'm going to just be all I can be in the army, you know, and like that was my goal. And then when I got out, all of a sudden, all of the labels that I had attached my value to and really like had pride in like wearing the uniform and being a part of that team and that was bigger than me, it was all stripped away. And then I was like, oh, now you're a civilian, figure it out. And what I found was that like, I still really enjoyed the storytelling and how people connect. And when we have the bravery to really like live in our truth, right? So that's where the branding and the soul message stuff comes into play because everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own soul message to deliver out to the world, whether you're starting your own podcast or you're doing coaching or whatever it might be, or maybe you work in an elementary school and you live out your truth in that environment. But I think that like so many people get stuck in anxiety and depression and all that because they just don't truly know the magnificence of who they are. And so that's where I come in.
Oh my goodness. So I'm getting angel bumps like I always do on this show when people are because I'm a word nerd. And I think that's what two things attracted me to you. That is, of course, your energy and your ninja vibes. And it's also, you have this gift with words. And I believe that words are so powerful, right? Because we can either heal or they have frequency just like everything else. And so that's so cool that you developed this passion, this love for telling people's story when you were in the military. And thank you for your service, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
And how you totally translated that, which maybe could have seemed like an icky experience, to something beautiful despite sort of what happened.
Yeah. You know, that's where my power came back. It was, I kind of lost who I was. And then I was going to the VA and the VA was like, oh, you're broken. Here's some medication. And you know, I had challenges and the VA is getting much better. But at that time, they were still kind of struggling. And So I started looking for alternative healing modalities and going to retreats. And it was interesting because I was amazed at like the courage and the bravery of these women at these retreats and how they were just sharing so openly. And it was really cool because I went into these places with kind of a guard up and feeling like I didn't belong and I didn't know who I was and all of this stuff. And I also had this, because in the military, sometimes the environment for females can be pretty competitive. And so when I was in the civilian world, I had a hard time connecting with women, but I so wanted to, like, I so wanted to have that soul sister experience. And so I would go into these, experiences of these retreats and all of these different conferences and everything that was mind, body, spirit, all the woo, all the amazingness. And, it was when those people opened up, you know, I think that it's maybe Marianne Williamson that says something about, you know, when you share your truth, you give others permission to do the same, you know, and it really did. Like, I would see them in all of their experiences, there was no women veterans at these things. So they all had very different life experiences than me, but I could relate on the core wound of like feeling lonely or the core wound of not feeling enough. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone in this. And like, there's so much more to life than just accomplishing these goals and slapping these labels on myself and being a wife and a mother and a soldier and blah, 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 right? Like, I'm whole inherently as I am. And so then I think that like, that was the thing for me that was the catalyst of like, no matter where I am, no matter what season of life I'm in, it's like divine. And I'm going to like hunt happy every single day. I'm going to hunt for the happy in whatever experience. And it doesn't mean that I wash over the bad or that I'm, you know, spiritually bypassing things. Like, cause obviously I have my moments when I'm in the shits and like I experience that too, but there's so many beautiful moments that we miss because we're just so focused on where we want to be or who we want to be. And we miss out on a lot.
Okay, tweetable, everybody, tweetable, hashtag, I'm going to hunt happy every day. Like, that is so good. I'm going to hunt happy every day. I'm just so loving this conversation, Dejan, because you are hitting the nail on the head, something that I discovered, I think it was over Memorial Day, this crazy, crazy attachment we have to the things, the labels, the identity. And it's like, what happens when all of that gets wiped away? Who are you without the label?
Wow. Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about that is, so in the military, it was like, it was literally us wearing a label. Our rank was worn right over our heart chakra. And your name, you know, is on you and what unit you're in, you're wearing a patch that says that. So you can walk around and automatically put somebody in a box by their rank or, you know, what unit or if they've been deployed or not, like automatically you're walking around and just doing that. And so then when it came to the civilian world and now like I'm not Sergeant Farrell and like, who am I, right? It was like such a literal translation of like, you're talking about wearing the labels. But then I recently had a new experience of it where I became without a home. And I'm not homeless in the sense of like when people think of a homeless person, like that maybe residing on the street or in a shelter, because my issue wasn't money. I actually left a really abusive relationship a couple of years ago. And in the midst of all of that, had to walk away from a lease, which then put an eviction on my record. And so it's been an interesting transition because I have the money to pay for the place, but like nobody wants to lease to me. And so I've been kind of couch surfing and living in my car. And I was like, wow, like another way of like simplifying and removing the labels, right? Like now my day-to-day consists of like what food am I going to eat today and where am I going to shower? And then it really puts things into perspective, like about how you're spending your time, because so often we can be like, oh, I have these goals and these things I want to do and I want to be a better person and I want to do all the yoga and blah, 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 but I don't have time. But when you really look at your day, like what are you investing in?
Okay. I'm so glad that you brought this up because I was going to ask like the situation that's at hand, because I can remember talking about, I really wanted you to come on my podcast and it just wasn't the right time. And literally like, it must've been like, I don't know, 2 or 3 days after you sort of were in this new experience, you were like, it felt like the clarity was like coming through the phone. It was like, nope, we got to talk. We got to talk stat. We got something to talk about.
I love that. It's so true though, you know, because what was happening is I was in this situation where it was almost like Groundhog's Day, and there was so much stuckness because the situation I was in, that lease was running out, but I couldn't find a new lease, and that place wasn't going to let me renew my lease unless I, because it was under my boyfriend's name, and the people there were like, you need to apply, but I knew that they wouldn't accept me. And so there was all this feeling of like rejection and fear of being alone, and fear of like people seeing me as a failure. Like, people aren't going to want to hire this girl who's like sleeping in her car. Like, all of the silliness was coming out. And what's been really cool is it's stripped away like my fucks. Like, my fucks are like gone. Like, and I care, but I care about the things that truly matter. And so as I've shared some of this journey, and not that everybody is experiencing also the same, like, you know, being without a home, but they have their own moments of like being scared to be alone. You know, maybe they're going through marriage troubles, right? And they're like so in that routine of daily life with that person that they can't even imagine going out and being on their own. And so they just continue the cycle. And I'm not saying they need to get a divorce or not, but like, there's this fear that halts them, and it's easier just to go through the daily grind than to like go face the counseling or to go get the help, you know. And maybe it doesn't end in a divorce. Like, people get so scared of the unknown that they just live this like, oh my gosh, like gut-wrenching lives. And then all of a sudden it's 20 years later and they're like, holy shit, like, like, where am I? What am I doing?
Okay. So many things to unpack here. So let me,
yeah, sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's so good. So I just, one of my favorite things to do that I learned from my shaman, Sandra, is to witness people exactly where they are in the moment. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge you as a human and to acknowledge your bravery is so totes, like, oh my God, to be in the situation where, of course, rejection, fear, like, all, I can't imagine the shame and the judgment you must, that maybe, you would feel like people would project onto you. And I'm thinking, I'm seeing like a book coming out of the deal. I'm seeing like all this magic because you said yes to the fear and you freaking are doing it anyway. And it's you're giving other people permission, to face their fears. And to me, that's so courageous, Dejan.
Yeah, it's so weird because like I hear you and I thank you. Like I'm like, okay. And I'm receiving what you're saying and I'm like, okay, yeah. And even just like identifying as like, I am courageous, right? Like I'm like, when people say a compliment to me and if I feel some resistance to it or, you know, like I want to, like when people say you look nice and you're like, oh, you know, I'm really sweaty and you just like awkwardly like shove it off. Like instead of doing that, I do this little practice where I in my head say, I am courageous and just try to own it. And so I was doing that. I was like, okay, yeah, I am courageous. I am facing my fear. And it felt a little like weird because, I kind of feel like you're saying, yeah, like it's clearing the path for all this goodness and all this magic to come out. But it's still, it almost feels like there's no other choice. Like we have to like own up to our desires and like where we want to be. And we're not going to get there by denying that or feeling unworthy. So in the position that I was in, it was like, do you just keep hiding and you just keep pretending? Because people can feel that. And I think that that's like my main like kind of thing that I'm working through right now is if I could have said, who's going to hire me if I talk about this stuff? It looks really unprofessional and all of that. And I need to be courageous and be vulnerable and talk about it because people will feel it. If I'm faking the funk and pretending like I am just like all up in the success and I'm successful in my own ways right now, but like pretending like I'm not going through all of this turmoil, people will feel your energy. They just won't be attracted to what you're putting into the world. They won't be aligned with it and they won't know why. And it's not even necessarily that they're judging or whatever, but it's all freaking energy. And I realized that like my energy is worth gold. And so when I first was transitioning into this, people were like, go to a shelter, you know, go, they were all trying to solve the problem for me and their hearts were in the right place. But I knew like, I'm better off sleeping in my car and showering at Lifetime than putting myself in a shelter environment. And so I think that, like, that's kind of my main takeaway from all of this is, like, whether it's showing up courageously or brave or however that looks, it's the investment in my energy. And that's what really gives me, like, that feeling of being worthy and loved and whole. I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like I just rambled, but. Oh,
girl, it makes so much sense. Okay, so I have three things that came up for me. I'm a very visual person, which is funny because, you know, when you were helping me with my branding, it's like, well, I think it looks like this, but I don't really know. It's the vibe of one. That's definitely one of your gifts for sure. Okay, so when you were talking about, you know, when someone gives you a compliment and sometimes you brush it off, I was, you know, that viral photo on Facebook's machine where the kitty cat is looking in the mirror and sees, you know, it's really a lion. You know what I'm talking about. It's like, it's so interesting how we perceive ourselves and how other people perceive us. Mm. So that's sort of like the image that was coming up when you were sharing that thing about
that.
Yeah. Because you are a total embodiment of the freaking lion, dude. Like, come on. Like, that takes so much courage to do what you're doing. That's the first thing. The second thing is another reason that I'm so attracted to your vibe is vulnerability is my life's work. Mm. When you said that you went to these conferences and you had your guards up, mm-hmm. totally same. Like, I used to be so judgmental of everybody else, which just meant I was just judging myself insanely, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, and so now it's talking about courage being, you know, when you're down in that ring, like Brene Brown says, man, you cannot be slinging the shots or the mud, because if your ass ain't in the ring, then you need to shut your mouth.
Right? It's so true. Oh, man. I was doing this Facebook Live about this whole journey, and I was literally in my car, and I was just talking about, like, perspective. You know, we talked about that a little bit before we got on here, but, like, how it's all about perspective and how I might be feeling like I'm in the shits, but there's every, you know, human having their own little challenges and or big challenges or whatever, and it's all about perspective, right? And this, I was talking about it. I was literally just sharing a little, like, this is my experience about perspective. And this woman got on, and she was on the live, and she was commenting, like, you're no guru, you're just regurgitating stuff that's already been said. And she was, like, freaking out on me. Like, she was legit, like, you're, like, telling me, like, you think you're famous. And I was, like, laughing because I'm like, no, I'm just on the Facebooks talking about perspective. Like, it's very basic. And, but then when I thought about it, I used to, like, get in that mode where I felt like I need to show this lady that I'm actually a really good person and that, like, I don't think I'm a guru and blah, 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 you know? And then I realized, like you said, like, it's just that projection of what they're feeling within them. And so I went to send her some love. And so I went to her Facebook page because I was just going to, like, kind of reiki her Facebook page. I don't know why, but for some reason I thought, you know what, I'm going to pull up her Facebook page because that's all I have a connection to. And I'm just going to, like, put my hands up and send her love. And the first post that popped up was something about feeling lonely. It was like a meme about her feeling lonely and some little poem about that. And I was like, see, there it is. Like, hurt people hurt people. And, like, and when we go to these retreats and we have our guard up or whatever, and or vice versa, or we feel judged or whatever, right? It's just like a reflection of what's going on within us. And, like, I feel like there's so much power in that knowing.
So much power. Again, I'm getting angel bumps. I think one of the most, one of my favorite quotes is, like, you know, your opinion of me is none of my business. Mm,
I have that on a pair of sweatpants.
There you go. Rocking the vibes on the sweatpants, baby.
You know what's funny, though, is I got them at a retreat in Arizona. There's a teacher of mine, and she makes these sweatpants, right? And they mean good, right? But I have always felt really, like, self-conscious about wearing them in Minnesota because everybody is so, like, weird here. So I don't wear them here because I don't want somebody to get offended by it.
Oh, man. I want you to wear those, and we need to go to the lake area and just rock that vibe.
I like it. It's a day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let me see. The other thing was we talked about the vulnerability. Mm. And so this is what I want to ask is that what has what has your saying yes to this situation right now in the here and now allowed you to become?
Holy shit. you know, it's allowed me to face my loneliness and have a conversation with it instead of being scared of it and being afraid of like what that means or what that makes me into. And what I found is that there were a lot of times that I was filling my life with space fillers, whether that was going to certain things or having certain people in my life. There's this like, it's almost like, it's not a fear of missing out, but a little bit. It's just like, oh, it's Friday and it's Minnesota and the weather's nice. I need to be out doing something. And what I've learned is that because when you're living from your car, you don't necessarily have the ability to go home and binge watch, you know, Netflix. And not that I'm judging that, I'm just saying you don't really have that opportunity. And so it's like, how do I want to invest my energy today? And I've got, it's weird because there's been times where I'm like, I just want to go to the gym and sit in the steam room, you know? And so that's when I talk about my experience of living in my car, it's obviously very different than like a person living on the street. So I just want to clarify that. But like, and then I don't, but when I was living in an apartment, and had the house and all the things and the internet and the AC and the Wi-Fi and blah, 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 and all the things, I didn't take time to go and do those things. And then I found myself not pushing myself forward in my, not even pushing, but like moving forward in my business. Like, how many months have you been like, so Dejan, what are you doing now? What are your packages? What are you offering? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who I am. And it was because I had all these creature comforts and all of these things that like, just let, so in the Army, we have a term and it's complacency kills. And what it's referring to is if you're not vigilant and alert, you know, you're going to get shot or whatever it might be. But in real life, I believe it's true. When we get into these modes of just like stuckness and we don't face it. So like my fear in that situation of being alone, what did that bring up for me? My childhood, abandonment, the stuff that happened to me in the military, because when I was, so I was sexually assaulted in the military and it was because I was left alone. And I normally that doesn't happen, but in this situation it happened. And my mother and all of this trauma, right? And so what's cool is now I can sit in my quiet car and be alone. And I'm a mother, for those of you that don't know me, I'm a mother, and I've had to reach out and have my son's father take him, you know, and take care of him right now during this time, which is super hard for me to one, receive help, but two, to feel like I had this thing about like, oh, I'm failing as a mother because I'm not able to provide for my son. And just my son and I are very close. So there's been all of that, right? But knowing that this is a season and knowing that like, this is almost like me coming out of the frickin' cocoon, you know, like, and I need space and it's okay to take that space. Not only is it okay, but it's vital for me to truly show up. And I'm so much bigger, and we all are, our souls and what we're here to do, that bigger picture is so much more magnificent than we even have the ability to comprehend. But until we surrender to it, like, and you're talking about like, what is this, you know, teaching, what is this opening up for me? And I'm realizing like, it's the surrender and it's the trust and it's the faith. And no matter what happens, what's happening in your relationship, what's happening with your body or whatever it is, when you can just stop and experience like what you are feeling right in this moment and use your tools, tap it out, do some yoga, do some breathing, like whatever it is, you will like flow through it with so much more grace and joy and like gratitude for the lessons, I guess, the blessings, like blessings and lessons, right?
Blessings. I love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So many good things. So these are the three words that came up for me when you said, okay, so saying yes to this allowed you to face your loneliness. It's so true, right? It's that very thing that we, that one thing that is like the thorn in our side, the very first thing that we do as humans, right, is we put as much distance between us and the thorn as possible.
Wow. Yeah.
And so for you, it was loneliness. And so the words that came up for me were peace, freedom, and liberation.
Mm, yes. So true. So good.
It's like, dude, you're living out of your car some of the time and you have liberation, you have freedom, and you have peace. And it's because you jumped off the edge, you said yes, and you allowed, that's the other thing, right? Is, mm-hmm. is we, And you also said as a mother, like, I just want to call out again, your son is amaze balls. He is a light worker, indigo child, for reals. Obviously, look at his mother. I just believe and trust, and I'm sure you do too, that this circumstance and the way that you're choosing to handle it with such grace is going to pay you back and your son back in triple spades.
Right? This is the thing. Like, all of a sudden, the scenario that you're in, now it becomes like this fun, like, not, I don't want to say it's always fun, but like there's a lot more fun to it. Like I stopped the other day, I was craving a cheeseburger, and I don't eat cheeseburgers very often, but I was like, I just feel like a cheeseburger. And when you live in your car, like you like are like, well, what place in Minneapolis has the best cheeseburgers? I'm just going to go there. Versus like when I lived in an apartment, it was like, what's the closest place, you know? And so now I'm like, I'm going to go to the best place that has cheeseburgers. And so I go to this place, and it's this cool little packed small bar in St. Paul, actually. And I'm getting a cheeseburger, and the bartender says, he asks me something like, do you live here? Like he literally was like, randomly, like, oh, do you live here? And I was like, actually, I live all over. I'm living in my car right now. And I start sharing this whole experience with him. And like, it becomes this whole, like, I don't even know what the right word is, but like a platform that you kind of get to go, okay, and view your life in a little different. Oh, this is the other thing that's really cool. Freaking signs galore, because I'm out of my normal routines. So like the other day, I was driving to Wisconsin to crash at a friend's place. And a hawk, like legit, like, and it was nighttime, and it flew so close right in front of my windshield, and my headlights shone on it. The next day I park, and there's a car next to me that says hawk. The next day, another hawk, like when I was at the Vikings place, like, so it's like all of a sudden, I'm getting out of my own way. And when I face the fear and I start feeling the feelings of loneliness come up and I start to work through them, I'm connecting myself back to source. And now all the other little minute fears, like the little things that we have in our head, where when you look in the mirror and you don't like your body, or when you're feeling rushed everywhere and like there's not enough time, like there's all these little tiny digs every single day that we allow to come into our space. But when you're more present and when you're tapped into source, like those things just freaking float right off of you. And so then I'm actually like dating my fears, like the legit, like the core fears. So the fear no longer is I don't have enough time. The core fear is not being enough. Like I'm not enough. Like I'm not using my time wisely because I'm not enough, or I'm not doing enough with my time because I'm not worthy, blah, 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 blah. It all comes down to not being worthy, right? I know this is like me rambling, but it's like, instead of me attaching to all these little tiny like hairline fractures, I'm getting down to the actual break and healing it.
Seriously? Okay. So I have recently met a woman who's, you know, she and her family, they travel around and in campers and stuff. I feel like you're going to start a trend. The people that are listening to your energy and this podcast are like, okay, so wait a minute. I think what you're so poignantly, what's the word? You're so poignantly exhibiting and manifesting is it's akin to if you ride the bus to work, it's the same route. You put on your earbuds, you look in your phone, blah, blah, blah. If you ride your bike to work, your vantage point is from a completely different view. It's like bird's eye versus like, you know, in the grind. So like, I can't even express to you how excited and happy I am for you, because your vibe and your energy and your joy radar is like off the chain right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
It's like, it's like radically different from the last time I was with you.
Well, and what's so cool about it too. And like, I think what because I feel like so often we listen to podcasts and we see things like, for example, somebody over here is like, oh, I did this and I lost all the weight, or I did this and like my marriage and whatever. And they're talking about, you know, and we're looking for the system. Like what, just tell me step by step what I need to get joy. And the cool thing is like you have this internal GPS that is like ding, 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 ding. Like, and it's steering you in your own beautiful way. And so you don't have to go out and find the answers. You literally just get to show up for yourself each and every day. And I feel like that for me is what brings me the most peace. And do I also someday get to go and get the lake home? Of course, that's a desire. It's on my heart and that's valid. And am I still as worthy then as when I'm living from my car? Of course, I get to experience all different facets of being a human and have peace. And like we talked about, hunting the happy, and it's all within me.
And may the Alleluia choir say, Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my God. It's so true. And so, again, like, I'm just so excited for all the things that, that you are allowing yourself to become. I'm witnessing, all of it, because you are giving so many people permission, not just women. You are giving so many humans permission to, allow suffering to be optional. And this is what I know to be true about suffering, is that suffering is when we want to be somewhere other than where we are right now in this moment.
Wow. Yeah.
So you are eradicating your suffering because you're looking at the damn thing right between the eyeballs here.
I'm dancing with it, baby.
I love that. You're dating your fears. Oh my God. So you've obviously already, like, this whole episode is like 20 downloads. With that being said, is there any, you know, I like to ask people, have you had a download? To me, this idea of this download, upload, whatever you want to call it, transformation experience is like when you receive the hit, the upload, the download, the vision, the book, the whatever, and after you have ingested this wisdom, you're a different human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one.
I think it's happening right now. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No. That's fine.
Okay.
I would say, you know, I think I am. I think I'm kind of in the middle of putting a lot of the pieces together. But I think that what is something that I come to every single day, and it's not just a warm fuzzy, it's not just like a affirmation card, which I love, by the way, but it's literally like embedded and ingrained in me. And it's what I start my day with and what I end my day with, is that, like, I'm worthy as I am, like, in this moment, no matter what. I am worthy just because I am creation. I am spirit embodied. And no matter what discomfort I'm feeling or any of that, like, it's all really relative. Because what caused you discomfort 5 years ago is going to be different than what causes you discomfort now. It's all relative, and it's all how we're perceiving it. And it's all interchangeable, and we can change the rules. So, like, if I sit in the inherent knowing that I'm worthy no matter what, the rest of it just doesn't seem to take me out as much. So I think that's probably been the biggest, like, defining moment, because that addresses all of my fears of, like, you know, loneliness, abandonment, not being enough. All of that is just, no, you're worthy as you are. I know that's simple, but that's the one for me.
That is, like, I have had angel bumps the whole episode, but this time it's like the hairs are standing up on the back of my neck. Oh gosh. I feel like this episode is like a huge hug from the universe.
Oh,
really, for all humans, because there's a lot of suffering happening in the universe. And look at, you have taken something that could have put so many people on their heads, and, like, totally, it could have been a really ugly situation if some people might have been handed this. And the way that you have decided to so gracefully take it on and be like, this is how I'm going to navigate this, and as a result, like, all the magic and the unicorns and the rainbows and the sparklies are happening. it's so jacked good. It's just so good.
Think about it. This is like the ultimate, like, surrender to ego, because, like, if I were to make it about me, that's really what it comes down to. If I were to make it about me, it's like, oh, woe is me, this sucks, I don't like this, this is uncomfortable, blah blah blah. But the minute that I say, okay, like, this isn't about me, and I have a choice. I can choose fear or love, right? And I just do that through each little moment. And what it's causing me to do is slow down and to really, like, be with each moment, which is really awesome. That's a great gift that can be kind of hard to come by in our lives today. It's just presence, right? But then, like you said, like, wow, how cool would this be to be able to, like, write a book and share that? And then, like, all of these things that like the universe is teaching through me now gets channeled out and gets to be shared. And I don't have to worry about like, well, who am I to write the book or who's going to want to read that or whatever, right? I just get to be the channel. And when I can just sit in that knowing, I don't have to be rushed to get anywhere or to accomplish anything because the miracle is in this moment right now. And I know that sounds like, okay, yeah, like super Oprah-ish, like that's great for you, Oprah, right? But like, it's really like that beauty and that peace that comes when you actually can feel that. I don't know if that makes sense.
You totally just nailed it. Like such a beautiful waxing poetic way to tie this all up with a bow is that the miracle is in the moment when that's what we choose. And you totally nailed it. So many people in the entrepreneurial space are married to their ego.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
It's totally easy to do. And I also love when you said, everybody's looking basically for the silver bullet, the secret sauce, the one thing. It's like, and this is really what I do in my work, is that I guide people back to their spirit, because your spirit knows everything you ever need to know to be able to thrive, to navigate crises, to be able to love yourself as you are. Because as you said, you are, it's like you are that you are. And it's a beautiful thing to witness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think too, when we look at the, like our fellow humans and, you know, that have that knowing that like we're all connected, we're all part of this crazy cosmic mix down here, whatever's going on planet Earth, right? And then let go of like, oh, well, I'm like, we have to put ourselves in these camps and create this separation. And then it's separating us from source. And it's, you know, and then that's how we get into the ego. And so when we can really, have fun practice, just like for people to try that are listening, is when you go out into public, like let's say you go to Target or wherever you go to shop, and you see somebody, like, try to actually see them and notice something, like whether it's like, wow, that person has really a beautiful smile, or and you know, like just kind of engage with them energetically. And then when you get really brave, actually like engage with them verbally. So like when you go to check out at the register, and the cashier's like, hello, welcome to Target. Did you find everything? Do you want your red card? You know, they always like try to get you to do that red card thing and stuff. And you're like, oh no, I'm just in my groceries. People are just looking down. They're just looking to get out of the store, right? But like actually like looking at them and being like, oh no, I'm great. How are you today? Or like, what's your favorite part about today? And you'll initially get like maybe some resistance where they're just like, when I get off of work, you know, and they'll give you this little like sassy answer. And then you go, okay, cool. And then after that, and it's awkward as heck. But then they'll say something like, they'll actually stop and reflect. So this one lady the other day said, well, I get to see my grandchild tonight. And I was like, oh, that's so amazing. I love that. And so like, when we do that, not only do we pull ourselves out of ego and it's not all about us, but then we get to reflect the love back to them and then they reflect it back to us. And it's like this freaking amazing like pinball of love. And I love it. And it's the best way for me to get out of my own problems, my own stress, my own rushing and trying to get everywhere and do all the things, is just to connect with a fellow human. And like I said, it's awkward, but it's so worth it.
It's definitely, I totally love this. And I know that we're going to talk about all the things that you do. And I know that you officiate weddings. I think I could see you in the pulpit, Dijon. I really could. Like, let's preach it, sister. Because, I mean, you've heard the stories, right? The reason that connection is so freaking necessary for nurturing the human spirit is that we are born to be connected. We're not separate. And the minute we think we're separate, then we got the ego involved. And it's like, just by making eye contact with somebody, maybe keeps them from committing suicide or from driving off the road. It's like, we're all seed planters and we were born to connect. And so I absolutely love, you know, this wisdom that you have for encouraging people, get out of your freaking dadgum ego self and make some freaking eye contact. Get off your dadgum phone and listen, when people are checking out at the store and they're on their phone, I want to grab their phone and throw it in the river.
The river. It's so true. It's so true. And you know,
it's so rude.
It's so funny about it is like, I've had my own struggles with like post-traumatic stress and everything. And then, you know, they put that label on you and you're like, well, I guess I'm broken now, you know? And I've had to like just find ways to pull myself out of that, because it can be also easy to like fall back into that. Like, oh, I'm feeling sad today. It's probably my anxiety. Oh, I should probably treat that, or I should, you know, and then all of these things happen. But really, it's just connecting. Like, it's reaching out to all those people that have said, hey, if you need an ear, like, I'm here for you. It's actually picking up the phone and calling them, or even writing like a card and sending it out to a friend just to surprise them. Like, it's these little tiny little moments. And yes, like therapy and all of these things. Yes. Healing. Great. Awesome. I wholeheartedly invest in all of that as well. But like, if you want like a shift right in that moment, that's like, it is that, it's that connection. And there's so much like freaking juiciness in that.
Hashtag juicy Lucy. Speaking of cheeseburgers. Okay.
Yum.
So before you share with the universe all the ways that you're sharing your magic, I just want to plug you. That sounds disgusting. I want to like give a shout out.
I know you come from a nursing background, but jeez.
Oh, that was so gross. Okay, any hoosers? Okay, so so seriously though, let's get serious for a hot second.
Okay.
So I've been in this whole coaching thing for a long time, and it was kind of like, you know, that I love visuals, that thing that you see online about the trajectory of life and an entrepreneur. It's like up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And you know, there's no straight line. It's kind of all over the place, and it can be lonely and isolating. And literally after, I mean, I think this is like the seventh or eighth year, I am, and I'm not going to use the word finally, because I don't believe in those kinds of labels or words. I am coming into my own, and I'm figuring out like what my gift is. And so Dejan's gift is, so she is the branding ninja, the soul message catalyst, because when we got together, it's like, I would tell Dejan, okay, this is my vibe. This is my mission. This is what my vision. And like, it's hard for me, cause I'm a very creative and a visual person, but it's hard for me to say, I want my logo to look like this. It's more about, I want it to feel like this. And so Dejan is able to total ninja warrior style with her spiritual intuition, come up with these incredible words, these incredible shapes, these incredible images. And I don't know if you're still doing photos anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. So I am very self-conscious of having my photo taken, because I'm dealing with this physical thing where my head is like cocked to the side. And Dejan made me feel like a freaking queen. And you could tell in the energy of the photos that I felt so relaxed, and you made it so fun. And so you have a gift with helping people bring cohesion to their message. You have a gift of being able to give a visual collaboration to that, bringing it all together. And just you have the heart, your heart is so huge. And so anyway, that's my plug for you. And it's, you have to, so share us now with all the world what you're offering the world, so people can get into your vortex.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Thank you for those kind words and all that juiciness. So right now it's really cool, because I'm offering kind of a variety of like, okay, you just need a really simple kind of brand so that you can start sharing your message. Let's sit down and talk about that. Let's kind of, you know, get that process started. But then I'm also doing these really cool like intensives where I either fly to you fly to me, and we actually just spend the entire like day and a half together diving, and we do the photos, we build the website, we put all of your words together. Because what I found is that a lot of people, they'll be excited and all their energy's all in it, and then like the full moon comes and they just like disappear, or whatever happens, or they lose some confidence or whatever it might be. And you're just like, man, I really want to help this person, but like, it's hard. Or even myself, I might lose momentum, you know? And so it's cool when you can get together and just rock it out. And the other piece that creatives with us, like when we're in the energy with the person, we can do a lot better service to them. And it's actually more affordable just to like meet and rock it all out versus me having 7-8 different clients at once and I'm trying to juggle them and the energy's all over the place and I'm living in my car and, you know, like all the things. It's like, if I can just go, hey, I'm going to like rent this Airbnb, I'm going to go like rock it out with this person. And during that time, we're actually doing some yoga nidra sessions. We're actually doing energy work. So it's kind of like a retreat slash branding slash like get shit done. So that's like the thing I'm really excited about. And then I'm always facilitating at retreats and speaking and doing that sort of jam. I'm doing a women veteran retreat this weekend and leading some circles there. And I'm an ordained minister, and apparently I need to be in the pulpit. So maybe I'm working on that next.
Seriously, y'all. Okay, so I have one word for the thing that you're describing about the intensive, and that's orgasmic.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because I that totally aligns with me, because like I was sharing, like I know what I want the energy to feel like. It's kind of difficult for me to be like, oh, it's gonna be this or that. And that's where the ninja skills come in. And I love the idea of the momentum and the energy that you can create by being this vortex together. Like, that is some shizness, bee's knees. Mm. You guys, seriously, hook a girl up, because you're about to be blowing up with business.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, so I've been doing some like PR stuff for this company that basically does stuff for government organizations. And it's what's cool about it. And that's where I got this idea. It's kind of funny because people who are light workers and everything, they're all up in the fields, right? And like, that's great. But when I would go to these job sites, it was literally like, we need this, this, and this, and then we need that. And they were so direct about it. And I was like, I need to merge like the masculine and the feminine. Like, I need to merge the masculine of like, we're here, we have a message, we have shit to do. And not only that, but like the more people that I can help become successful and thriving in their businesses, the more money goes into the hands of really good, amazing, outstanding people. That's my mission. Like, it's more than just creating logos. It's more than just building websites and taking photos and all of that. That's how I'm creating change in the world. And so I need to like also take my feminine fills and all of the juicy, like intuitive, all of that moon magic, and merge it with like, all right, let's get together and make this happen. We don't have time anymore to be like, oh, I'm just not enough, or this person has a better website and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, get over yourself. We're doing this.
Okay, wait. Now it's really, the visions are really starting to come through. I could see the Dijon Ninja Warrior band camp. There's going to be like a VW camper convertible leading, and then there's going to be like 10 cars in tow, and it's going to be driving to this badass like campsite that's got like the shishi, like, you know, the food and all the accoutrements. And it's going to be an intensive season under the stars. It's going to be epic.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Right. And we're like traveling, like we're going to Sedona. I'm on it.
Dijon, taking the road show, finding my, wait. Hunt your happy, hunt my happy. That's it. That's the sticker on the back of the convertible VW van.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Okay, this is so good. Okay, now tell people where they can get up in your vortex.
Oh yeah.
All the things.
So Dijon, if you look for Dijon Farrell, that's where I am. And it's funny because there's like not a lot of Dijons out there. And most of them are male. So I'm like the only like blonde little Dijon on the interwebs that I know of. And so yeah, but my website's Dijon, Dajon.love. I went like Oprah style with it. I'm like, I'm just Dijon. That's what it's going to be. And so then that's where they can find me on the interwebs. And on the Insta, I am the Mindful Veteran.
All right. So we have Dijon.love. Of course you're the only Dijon. Like, hashtag duh. Right. Okay. And the Mindful Veteran. All right. What about on the Facebook's machine? Did you want to share that?
Yeah. I'm Dajon Farrell. So Dajon Farrell. That's awesome. My business page on there.
Okay. So seriously, Dajon, I knew that this was going to be fun, and it's even, I think it was even more fun and loving and, than I ever could have imagined. So I want to thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for just creating this space, because I think that like just being able to share as I'm going through this journey is like such a gift, because it helps me to like process, but also it helps me connect with other people, which is like really a gift, right? Like just because that's kind of what I'm here to do, is like connect with all the awesome people and help them get their magic out into the world along with mine. So thank you.
You are so welcome. And I can't wait to say, yeah, I talked to that girl right before she got her first book deal.
Yes.
No. I'm not getting up into the ego. I feel like this is like the biggest permission slip of all time for people to witness. And so really kudos to you. You're such a courageous human, and so many people are benefiting from, I mean, you're really paving the way, right? And you're also repairing maybe some lineage, right? From past lives or whatever, past lines. And so really like freaking well done, my sister. So
thank you.
Yeah. So well done. So thank you everybody so much for listening. This podcasting thing is so much fun. And here's my favorite part about it, being selfish, is that when I am recording the podcast, I'm coming from this place of, we're just hanging out. It's very organic and it's very laid back. However, when I go back and I actually get to listen to it, it blows my mind. And so I just want to give you permission out there in the world. If you have always wanted to do a podcast, this is your sign. It's time to start. I'd be happy to help you. It's the easiest thing that you could possibly do. And you can obviously be as low-key and casual as me, or as produced and, you know, all the zippers and whistles and all the things. And anyway, it's a great platform. So I just want to thank you, Dajon. I want to thank all my listeners. Please share with your peeps who you know this would resonate with. And please remember, you're amazeballs, even in the times and especially when you feel like you suck or you're not supported, because you completely are. And until next time, keep shining your light. Take care. Bye-bye.